Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
Reacting to questions about the Children's Commissioner's final report on child poverty, Prime Minister John Key had a question of his own.
In 2007, as an example, was there any child going to school in New Zealand hungry?
Yes.
Absolutely. And there was a $7 billion surplus and they didn't care about it.
Mr. Key was not to be diverted from his interest in child poverty before he became Prime Minister.
Let me raise another question. In 2006, was there any child who went to school?
Order. It's actually Minister's job to answer questions, not to ask questions.
After that reminder about the role of ministers in question time, the Speaker, Lockwood Smith, began to lose patience with Mr. Key.
In 2007, after housing costs, there were 240,000 children in New Zealand living in poverty, and that government had had 20...
Order, order.
The Speaker invited David Shearer to ask another question.
The Leader of the Opposition.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Does he think that the $9 billion a year he spent on tax cuts, two-thirds of which went to the top 20% of income earners and gives the bottom 20% nothing, have been beneficial to children in poverty?
Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, the member has to stop consulting the Labor finance spokesman to get his numbers because they're always wrong. As we've been through before, the tax cuts were not only distributionally neutral, as has never been debunked by Labor, but interestingly enough, because we're in the silly season, so if they want to reverse National's tax program in 2014, go ahead, because this year alone, the government got billions of dollars extra from those tax cuts.
Mr. Key then faced this question from the Māori Party's Te Uruurua Flavel.
Is the Prime Minister pleased that in the relationship accord signed with the Māori Party 1 year ago today, it was agreed that a ministerial committee on poverty would be established to bring a greater focus to and improve coordination of government activity aimed at alleviating the effects of poverty? And will he ask that the committee now demonstrate the leadership required to adopt a strategic framework for addressing child poverty?
Mr. Key said he'd been at a meeting of the committee.
But I go back to the point I've made earlier. These have been difficult economic times and the government has put more money in these areas. The people I think that should be ashamed in this country are the people that had a $20 billion surplus over 3 years and cared so little that...
Order. Prime Minister got no responsibility for that.
Mr. Key's deputy, Bill Inglis, also ran into trouble with the Speaker for straying beyond his ministerial responsibilities, as Rhys Lyon reports.
After Bill Inglis lumped Green and Labour economic policy in the same basket, Labour's finance spokesman, David Parker, asked why he'd done so, something the Speaker wanted to know too.
The question was about whether or not the Minister had seen any evidence where the Labour Party had called for the printing of money. The Honourable Bill Inglis.
Mr. Speaker, it may be the case that I've been confused between the senior economic spokesperson for the opposition and the Labour Party finance spokesman, and I'll concede it's possible that the Labour Party haven't said that. But what they have said is that they are breaking up the bipartisan consensus over monetary policy and are going to go in a different direction. The Greens have said that direction is printing money.
Order. Order. Now, though I gave the members of the opposition a chance to question the minister on a matter that was important to them, and I don't think the interjection is actually that helpful, and they will now stop.
And earlier, during questions to the Prime Minister from Winston Peters, former New Zealand First member Brendan Horan made a surprise appearance with this question.
Does the Prime Minister agree that natural justice and due process are relevant in the administration of the Immigration Act?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, I do, and I think it's important to be consistent when one's applying that. And I know that selection of people when they come to New Zealand for visas is difficult, but when there's 171,000 a year coming, that's really challenging. But when it's one of eight, you'd think you'd get it right.
The Right Honourable Winston Peters.
Oh, you mean like you got it right with John Banks?
Order.
Like John Banks?
Order. Order. Now the House will come to order. Order. The Order the Right Honourable Prime Minister. Both Right Honourable Gentlemen should desist.
That report from Rees Lyon, I'm Tom Fruin, and this program was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.